John, are you with us this afternoon?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Okay. I think we must have a out of order something here. But anyways, no problems. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. You are from Blythewood, South Carolina?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. And how did have you been here before?
I have. I've been. I played solo, and I played in. I've been there three or four times,
okay.
And I played with several different outfits: Front Porch Three,
okay,
and Blues Deluxe Duo, which is one of our other variations of our group. We play solo. We have a duo, and we have a full four-piece band as well.
Okay. Well, that's great. Well. Just out of curiosity, how did you get into the music world?
Well, I learned guitar growing up, and for one reason or another, just kind of got away from it, not on purpose, but it just kind of happened that way.
Right.
And I started hanging out with Mac Arnold. And played Full of Blues when they were just really getting started back around 2005.
And, I like Mac Arnold now. He's a fun guy.
Oh, he's the best. He's
yep.
the best. But started hanging out with them, and when he bought the bus, they invited me to travel with them. And he started inviting me up on stage during his show, and it got more and more frequent, so I figured I better get my act together. So. Next thing I know, I'm opening up shows for him. So I owe a lot to Mac Arnold. He's a very kind person and always very generous with his time and all his wealth of knowledge and definitely encouragement, for sure.
Absolutely. I mean, geez, Mac Arnold, the Jackson 5 with Soul Train on the stage of Soul Train and everything. He is something else to behold, and that gas can guitar gets me every time.
That's right.
So that's
he's the best.
That's great that you've had that type of encouragement. So how would you describe your music here? I've got some of your music here, but how would you describe it?
Well, again, I play several different styles. My solo set and duo with Blues Deluxe Duo with DJ May on harmonica. Play more of an acoustic style, finger style blues,
mm-hmm.
And we call it front porch style blues. But
not the stuff you play on the back porch.
Right. On the back porch, that's when we plugged electric guitars in and turned it up a little bit. So that's what we play, more Chicago-style jump blues, I guess you would call it, with the full band Blues Deluxe.
Well, why don't we give them a little taste of what you've got. I've got your Blues Deluxe Duo, Things to Come here. What would you recommend? We've got four songs on it. What would you recommend that I play here for the folks this afternoon to give them an idea so they'll know
how
they
about,
want to come see you?
How about Front Porch Blues? That's on there.
Front Porch Blues. Okay, let's see what we got here, and then don't go away. We'll talk some more. Hold on.
Thank you. Make no mistake and do what you girl feel like.
some good stuff there, John. I tell you what, that's Front Porch Blues with John Hartness and his partner, DJ May. So that was good.
Thank you. Thank you.
So you're playing Friday, looks like Friday the 7th from noon to 2 at El Maya, our new Mexican restaurant uptown in Greenwood.
Yes, looking forward to that. I haven't been there yet.
Yeah. So are you just coming in on Friday? Because it looks like that's the only time that we actually have you scheduled to play. But are you going to be up here?
Actually, we're playing... I'm playing solo at the El Maya on Friday at 2, from 12 to 2.
Right.
And then with my band Blues Deluxe, along with a special guest Shrimp City Slim, we're playing in front of Polo's from 9 to midnight Friday.
Oh, good. Okay.
And then on Saturday from 12 to 2, it'll be Blues Deluxe Duo back at El Maya Restaurant. And then again Saturday night, 9 to midnight, with Shrimp City Slim in front of Polo's again on Friday and Saturday night.
Well, I tell you what, those are wild times out in front of Polo's there now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're ready for it.
Everybody is out there just partying, having a good time. You got Howard's next door, so you are in good company there. You'll be getting lots and lots of exposure there. But I was just reading over some of your bio. It says that you were introduced to music at a young age. You liked blues and roots music. Why was that? I would think that probably rock and roll or heavy metal, something like that.
Well, I really just gravitated towards blues before I really knew what it was. My dad, he listened to mostly old-time country and bluegrass, and I got a hold of some Doc Watson records,
mm-hmm.
and I really liked his style of picking, but some of his songs were really, really deep blues songs, and that's the ones that I really gravitated to, and as I got older and kind of figured out what I was listening to, I just always kept going back to the blues, whether I really realized it was blues or not. Even with the, you know, my teenage years when I did like the rock and roll music, which I still do, but I always liked the bluesy side of the rock. So it's just something I've always gravitated toward, whether I knew what I was doing or not.
Sometimes you do better when you don't know what you're doing, right?
Absolutely. Blind luck.
Yeah, blind luck, and, you know, you hit a few licks, and all of a sudden everybody's saying you're a superstar.
right. But I'm really fortunate to be playing the blues, and we've got a great band. The full band is James Casey, our drummer. We've got Rick Ramsey on bass, DJ May on vocals and harmonica, and then I play guitar and also some vocals. We kind of, DJ and myself, kind of switch back and forth on lead vocals. So we've got a really good thing, and we've got brand new album out by the band. It just came out this week. We'll have copies for sale in Greenwood. The CD's called Bad Women and Good Whiskey, and that's the root of every good blues song ever made. So
Bad Women and Good Whiskey, right?
That's correct.
I got to hear that one now, John. That sounds like a good one there. I'd like to hear that. So we'll have to come by and check you out. Are you playing? Let's see. I'm not sure I wrote down every place you're playing. Are you playing Friday night?
We're playing Friday night and Saturday night, 9 to midnight, with Shrimp City Slim in front of Polo's.
At Polo's. Okay. Well,
and Friday, 12 to 2 at El Maya. That'll be a solo show.
Right.
And Saturday, 12 to 2, back at El Maya, will be a duo show.
That's great. Well, we do what we call a blues crawl. We'll be live on the radio. We'll be doing that from about 7 to 9 o'clock. So we'll be cruising by. If you're there, we'd love to talk to you for a few minutes and have you on the radio with us.
That'd be great.
So we'll look forward to seeing you. And, of course, Shrimp City Slim's going to be live in studio with us tomorrow afternoon, and we'll be talking more. And I tell you what, I sure appreciate you calling in. Thanks so much.
Well, thanks for having me.
All right. We'll look forward to seeing you. John Hartness, thanks so much.
Take care.
All righty. Bye-bye. Let's play another song as we go to the bottom of the hour. Andy, just go ahead and interrupt it when we make it to the bottom of the hour. Here's another John Hartness song. We'll make it home right here on WCRS. Here from his Blues Deluxe Duo, Things to Come. We're coming up on the news. We've got other callers coming in, so you keep it right here on WCRS. I'm broadcasting from my new studio, folks. Got to get used to all the new buttons and everything, but we're having a blast here. You stay tuned. News is up.
Gold. Gold. More precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here. We've got our first guest in the second slot, and he is here with us. Caesar, how you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful.
So that's great. That's great. I like what you say here. Life is not an emergency. Just live it.
Amen. It's hot.
So how did you get into music?
Well, I was actually born into it. My grandfather is the founding father and pioneer of Cajun Zydeco music from Louisiana.
Wow.
So I grew up being a family drummer. Since I was 5 years old.
Since you were five, you've been the family drummer?
Correct.
You're breaking up here a little bit, Caesar. So,
Yeah. I started out as the family drummer.
As a drummer. And what do you do now? What do you play? What do you do? And I see a picture of you here. You just look like you're having a blast.
Well, that's the biggest part. I always have a good time.
Yeah.
And that's the whole thing that we learn about the... You know, Cajun Zydeco music and the blues, it's about a feeling. You know, it's about life. You know, how you feel, whether you're feeling sad, you express it. When you're feeling happy, you know, you let it roll.
Yeah, so, you gotta let it roll. And it is pretty happy. It is pretty pretty happy music. So you're from Leesville, Louisiana, right?
Yeah, I graduated from school there because my stepdad was in the military.
Oh, okay.
I'm originally from Mamou, Louisiana.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the deep south, true south bayou country.
Okay. And as you've grown, do you still play the drums or do you play something else? What do you like to do?
Okay, well, my main thing is, you know, front man, lead singer, play harmonica, a major instrument, which I do in the place of the accordion. You know, normally what they do on the Zydeco accordion, I do it on the harp.
Okay. All right, and
in the show, you know, we'll break out the washboard and, you know, all that good stuff and just have a great, great time. And the Shaggers here in South Carolina has really, really taken hold, you know, of my music, you know, with all the two steps and swing outs, and it's just great to see them have a good time.
So I guess when you perform, you like to have everybody else dancing and having a good time.
Of course, I don't want to be the only one getting sung.
Well, you are going to have quite a show. It looks to me like you are going to be July 6th. That's Thursday. That's tomorrow night, 8 to 11 at Sundance Gallery right here in Greenwood. Is that right?
Yes, indeed. We're going to be there with bells on.
With bells on. Now, who plays with you?
My musicians vary from various places. I've got Mr. Cleve Edwards, keyboardist. He's from Columbia, South Carolina. Mr. Doug Allen, he's from Lake Murray. And I've got Kenny Rowe from Washington, D.C., the drummer.
So you've got quite a varied group. Now, do you travel a lot, or do you stay pretty much in South Carolina? What do you do?
Oh, no. We, as they say in our world, we go where they pay us.
So I guess we could say they're paying you to come to Greenwood. Is that right?
Yeah, I hope so.
Well, that sounds good. I can understand that. But now, where do you live now? You live here in South Carolina, is that right?
Yes, thanks to Katrina. I now live in Orangeburg, South Carolina.
Okay. And so how do you like living here in South Carolina?
Oh, I love it. I love it. Just taking a little used to getting used to the allergies here, you know. But from what I understand, they say that's a common thing for transplants.
Yeah, that is allergies in South Carolina, and we've got everything from grass pollen to all these different pollens and everything out there, tree pollen. It takes quite a bit to get used to. Are you suffering a little bit from some allergies?
Yes, I am. In fact, I'm getting over a sinus infection now.
Oh, my goodness. So, okay. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. I wish I had some of your music. I'd love to play some of your music, but I don't think I have any of your music here with me. But what do you think is the root of your type of music? What is it that brings your soul right to the boiling point there? What does it for you?
Well, it's like I say, it's that, you know, that Creole flavor, you know, as we say, have that tempo spice to it, energy.
Yeah.
You know, I'm the type of artist that I like to be felt and not heard. So in other words, when you come to a seizure show, you experience it, and when you leave it, you take it with you.
It's something that stays with you.
That's right.
That's right. Well, that is pretty interesting. Let's see, you're going to be, now, are you performing any other time or just Thursday evening?
Just Thursday.
Just Thursday.
Just Thursday.
Well, you are going to be in a great location at the Sundance Gallery right there, 146 Maxwell Avenue. 8 to 11, you're going to be out there having a good time. I hope we're going to be able to get by and see you and get a little demonstration of the Caesar-flavored music that you're going to be playing.
All right, well, hey, let me say, come on and get you some.
Come on and get you some. All right, well, that sounds good to me. You have a good one. Come up here. You're going to have you ever been before? You were here last year?
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
Yes, I have.
Yeah. So you know what you're in for, and it's even bigger and better this year. So you going to be able to spend any time, or are you just here for your show and then you're leaving?
No, I'm going to get to spend some time. I'm going to get a chance to enjoy some of the other artists.
Well, that sounds great. Well, listen, I know everybody wants to go see you there tomorrow night from 8 to 11. Beautiful venue, Sundance Gallery, 146 Maxwell Avenue. And remember this, life is not an emergency. You just got to live it. Yeah, that's kind of like just do it, right?
Amen.
Amen. Hey, thanks for calling in this afternoon.
All right. Thank you, then. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Look forward to seeing you then. Bye-bye.
Okay.
All right. That's Caesar here with us on WCRS this afternoon. Whoo! I tell you what, it's going to be kind of hot and spicy, so you better be ready to go. Good thing he's going to be in such a great venue and where they've got great air conditioning, because it sounds to me like it's going to be hot. Hey, let's hear a quick word from our sponsors, and I'll be back. We've got more music calling in. Who we got? Peter Caffori, the old dude. I'm going to like talking to him. Hey, you just keep it right here on WCRS.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help. from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Okay, well, we're on the radio now with Skyla Burrell. She is coming to town here. We're going to be having a good time with her on the radio, and she's going to be up in Pennsylvania right now and headed down our way. How you doing today, Skyla?
Fantastic. We are so looking forward to coming in and playing the Blues Cruise as part of the Festival of Discovery. We're so excited.
Absolutely. And you've been here before.
We were there last year, and we had an outrageous time.
Outrageous.
We just loved it, and we're so honored to be asked to come back this year. We're all psyched up.
Absolutely. So what have you been doing then?
Well, we've been working on the new record, and we've been doing a lot of traveling as usual, just trying to stay busy and work on the new material so that we can get the record out by the end of the year this year. So we're staying out of trouble.
Well, that's keeping you busy, so you're not getting in any trouble, right?
Right, absolutely.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit. Let's see. I'm reading a little review here. Sassy, sexy, and full of fire. This crew rallies behind their leader mightily, and all keep the party going in fine style. This is one white girl that knows what the blues is all about. Midwest Records said that. They really kind of put it out there for you, didn't they? Give you two. That's a pretty high bar.
They just the shoes. They have a thing with the shoes. I don't know. We try to hit it pretty hard. As far as you know, our show, it's pretty high energy, and so I like those kind of reviews. They're nice.
But they give you a high bar to have to live up to, right?
Well, it's kind of strange, you know. I appreciate that some people might, you know, think that, you know, I may be attractive, but that's not really what it's about. You know, it's more about, like, just getting to it and playing the music and you know, playing it with authenticity and integrity. So, but I love those kind of, I love any positive review. As long as they say we don't suck, I'm happy, but, you know.
Well, there you go. That is a good thing. Now, you're originally from Los Angeles, right?
I was born in L.A. and raised in South Orange County. Yep.
Yep. And how did you get into music?
Well, let's see. My grandmother gave me a guitar when I was 6 or 7, and she taught me how to play the piano when I was little. So, you know, everyone in my family were music lovers but not really players, and she kind of fostered that in me, and I just took it from there. I've been playing in bands since I was 15, actually working and not just like a garage band, but actual working bands. So it's been a long run.
Oh, come on. You're only 25, aren't you?
Right, right. I'll be celebrating my 25th birthday.
Well, I think that's great. So why don't you tell us a little bit more? What have you been? You've been working on an album. You said you got to get it out, right?
Yes. And we just got off the road. We were on the road down in Florida, and we've been there a couple of times this year. We're seeing you guys in the beginning of our tour here, and we'll be on the road for about a month, a little longer, and we'll be all over, you know, Ohio, and we'll be in Chicago and Minneapolis, and then up in Canada for a while. And so we're really looking forward to starting the tour off with you all. It's going to be great. We always love traveling, and it's great to get out and see this beautiful country.
You know, I wonder how it is to be on the road, like when you're going for like a month like that. That's a lot of work, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm in a van with three dudes, you know. That's basically,
what
you can imagine
you
that.
Oh, what are you, bragging, girlfriend?
No, I'm just saying it's funny, you know. It's like, everybody when you're on the road, just, you have to kind of be like a team player. Things aren't going to go as you expect. That's the one thing you can guarantee, that nothing is actually going to be exactly as it's planned out.
Right.
So as long as everybody understands that going in, the tours are great. And our band, you know, we're all, we've known each other for a really long time. And so we know how to, you know, interact with each other in those challenging times. So it's, you know, it's all comfortable. And, you know, the only thing is there's the long rides and there's fatigue. And so I don't drive because I have epilepsy. So I'm always the navigator, the naggy navigator.
Right. So where do you like to be the best? Any particular area? I know you said you're going up to Canada. Do you like the United States? Have you been overseas and done any work?
Yeah, we've played over. We've been on tour over in the Netherlands. We love it over there. It's beautiful, and people are really excited about the music. And we love playing down south, any of the southern states, Georgia, Florida, Alabama, Mississippi. But we also like, you know, the Midwest, Chicago, and Minneapolis and places like that. So it's just every place has its own unique charm. And I don't really have a favorite place, because they're all special to me in their own, you know, ways.
Yeah. I know that in Europe, I've heard this many times, the audiences are very attentive when you're playing, whereas here in the U.S., we're kind of like, oh, wow, this is great music. Now let me get back to what I want to talk about. How is it in Canada?
Canada, they are really into the music, too, and interacting with the band. And I've just found the Canadian music lovers to be really open and loving and excited. So it's really fun to go up and play there.
Where are you going in Canada?
We'll be in Saskatoon for a couple of days, and then we do a residence in Edmonton at Blues on White. We'll be there for a week.
Wow. So you'll be able to settle in for a little bit, huh?
Yeah, it's nice when you just have to walk down a few flights of stairs to the gig.
Yeah, That's pretty nice.
So, but then, you know, there's the counter where you have to walk up the stairs at the end of the gig.
Well, you know what? You always have a good time when you come here. You have a lot of fun on the stage, and I think that's terrific.
We do. What's the point if you're not going to? I mean, you shouldn't do it if you're not in love with it and you enjoy it, because it's the business is really too hard. If you're not enjoying yourself, then you're kind of in the wrong game. And I don't really know too many full-time players that don't love what they do. I really don't.
Yeah, that's true. So let's see. You are going to be, I'm looking at the schedule here, I see you are going to be on the main stage on July 8th from 8:30 to 10.
Yes, we're going to be, we'll be the headliner that night. We're on from 8:30 to 10.
Right.
And then on Sunday, we'll be doing a, I'm sorry for that beep, I don't know what in the world, but on Sunday, we'll be doing an early brunch thing at Inn on the Square from 11 to 3.
Oh, well, that is a good gig, honey, because there's good food at the Inn on the Square there now.
Oh, now the boys will love that.
Yeah.
They will love that. I don't really eat at gigs. I'm kind of the freak show. I'm like thinking about other things. I don't want to be all like bogged down. And then after the gig, I always need to unwind a little bit. So they'll be excited.
Well, they'll have some good food and some good alcohol, too. If you like to unwind with a little alcohol, they do that, too, over there. Beautiful venue, and you will really, really, really enjoy it over there. Now, I've got two songs that I have here. I have Trouble and Stuck in a Struggle. Which one should I play to give people an idea about your music if they don't already know it?
You know, I would play Trouble because it's a really fun song. I wrote that one just to have a little fun. You know, there's always those songs that men write about women,
right.
So I decided to turn the tables a little bit.
I like it. Hold on just a second. Don't go away. I'm going to play some of your song Trouble here, Skylar Durrell,
okay. Right
here. Let's see if I can get it to come up. I think we can. Here we go.
Really look like trouble.
Oh, my type of music.
Talk like trouble. That man ain't nothing but trouble. Thank you. nothing but trouble.
Yeah, they are nothing but trouble, aren't they?
They are.
Absolutely. Well, Skyla, how did you get your name, Skyla?
I was named after an artist down in Los Angeles. His name was Sky Saxon. He had a band called Sky Saxon and the Seeds. So my mom took the first part of his name and then added L.A. into the end of it as the Spanish for female.
Right.
To make the name female. So that's how it came about.
Wow. Okay. Well, it's a great name, and you obviously are out there still having fun. Now, who else is in your band?
Mark Tomlinson. He's the other guitar player.
Okay.
Ezell Jones is on the drums, and Charlie Hilbert takes the bass.
So you have a full group. You are going to be blasting it out. I tell you what, Sunday morning, they're not going to know what to think of you.
Well, we'll be nice, and we won't blast everyone out Sunday morning because it's a very casual thing.
Okay.
But we are going to blast out on that main stage on Saturday night.
You'll be having a great time. Hey, it sure is great to talk to you. Make sure we'll try to get by and see you and say hello. Have a safe travels here.
That would be wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sarah.
And we will see you in a few days.
Absolutely. Have a good one. Be safe.
Okay, you too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, you're listening to WCRS from my new studios over here at WCRS. That's right. We've made the move of the studios right here to from Sharp Facets Gallery. So let's join the news, and I'll be ready. We got more people coming up, don't you? Go away.
But Russia and China have said they oppose additional economic and diplomatic sanctions on Pyongyang. Haley called the launch a clear and sharp military escalation. The Defense Department is offering new information about the test. CBS's Cammie McCormick.
Last year, lottery players took home more than $924 million, but they weren't the only winners. Since the lottery launched in 2002, more than 1.4 million scholarships have been awarded to South Carolina students, and millions have gone to support K-12 and community education programs. So when you play the South Carolina Education Lottery, you're not just taking a chance, you're also giving one. For more information, visit sceducationlottery.com.
Oh, that's right. I got to play you something here before we get started so that you can know the type of music we're going to be talking about here today. Here you go.
Life's too short for greed. Life just isn't long enough for negativity. Happiness is easy. Happiness is free. Happiness and love are gonna set your spirit.
Oh, that's right. That's a little of Show Your Love and my very special guest today, Peter Harper. He is part of Harper and Midwest Kind. And I think we could tell there's a little Australian overtones there. How you doing today, Peter?
I'm doing well. I'm just enjoying the good weather we're having.
And where are you at right now?
I'm in Michigan, my home state at the moment.
Your home state at the moment?
Yeah. It has been for the last 10 years.
Wow. Okay. How did you get into blues, just out of curiosity?
Oh, it's pretty much a big thing in Australia. I guess it happened in the 60s when the British invasion of music came in, and, you know, there were a lot of blues players, and it was always a large part of the music scene in Australia, so it was pretty popular kind of music. So I started pretty young in Australia, touring and playing in various bands, and started my own, and I guess the Harper thing started later on, and I was in Melbourne, and we kept playing that, and then somebody told us to come to the U.S., and I kind of thought it was going to be too hard. It was very expensive to do. But then he helped us, and here we are. We've got a record deal with Blind Pig and ended up moving over, and been thankfully busy ever since.
Well, that is awesome. Now, you like to call your music world blues.
Yeah, well, I guess, you know, we couldn't really... It's a little different. I take a bit of everything out of all kinds of music, but, you know, blues being my first, I love soul music. And so, and I guess adding the didgeridoo kind of opened it up, and it was, a lot of people said, oh, man, it's like world blues. And I went, oh, that sounds good. So I thought we'll go with that then.
I like it. I like it. So, the didgeridoo, now that's a an instrument from Australia, and don't the Aborigines play it?
Yeah, yeah. They taught me how to play it. So it's basically just a piece of eucalyptus tree that's been hollowed out by termites. And I guess 20,000 years ago, a guy picked it up and said, I'm going to make a noise out of it. So it became, one of the first instruments known to man. It's very old.
Right.
You know, and they've been doing it a long time. They're a very old race. The Australian Aborigines go back hundreds of thousands of years. So, you know, they invented the whole thing, which I'm glad about, because it's certainly a really unique sound. Of course, I don't do it in every song, although there are some people that say, you should play it all the time. I go, no, it's just for certain songs.
Well, I mean, does it take a lot to learn how to play it, or is it similar to a flute, or...?
No, it's like nothing else on earth. It took me 6 months to master it, and that was 8 hours a day, annoying people while I was learning. The hard thing about it is the circular breathing. You've got to breathe in and out at the same time, so... That's the hard thing to get a handle on, you know, like...
Now, how can you breathe in and out at the same time now? Come on.
No, that's how you do it. You have to puff out your cheeks, breathe in through your nose, and breathe out through your mouth all at the same time. It takes a while to get used to.
I would say it would probably take me forever.
Yeah, it's hard enough just breathing normally.
Exactly, and when you consider all the allergies and everything that we have down in our area, oh, my God, that has to be rough.
Yeah. Oh, I love it down there. I can't wait to come down.
Have you ever been to South Carolina?
Oh, yeah, many times. Yeah, we've frequented both Carolinas. We love it down there. It was my second choice for somewhere to live if I was going to live anywhere in the U.S., two of my favorite states are South Carolina and Michigan, believe it or not.
Well, aren't they kind of different? They got to be quite a bit different, I would think. Isn't Michigan quite a bit different than South Carolina? What's the draw for Michigan, and what's the draw for South Carolina?
Well, both of them have great, awesome people, so there's a start there. But I guess... You know, it's just a beautiful landscape, mm-hmm. South Carolina. I love the island areas and that you have there. And I think with Michigan, it was the same. It was the people, but also it's kind of central for us because we tour both sides of the continent. So, you know, we want to play over on the West Coast or we want to play over on the East. And Michigan's kind of central for us. So I guess it won.
Yeah, well, being central is a good thing. So now, who else plays with you?
Well, I've got Mike Howe, who's been my long-standing guitarist for a while now, and he's my guitar player. And I've got a guy called James Norris on bass. He's been with me for a long time. I don't know how I keep them. And I've got Mario Copeland on drums. And, you know, it's a four-piece band, but we certainly fill it up with all the different sounds, with the didgeridoo and the harmonica and the guitar, and I think it's a pretty exciting show. And we'll be playing all the songs from the new CD, so people can get to hear that if they haven't heard it already.
Well,
I don't know why they wouldn't.
Well, I think you're going to be a big hit down here. You're going to be playing Friday... from 9 to midnight at T.W. Boone's. That's a great venue right there. And then Saturday, July 8th, from 7 to 8:15 on the CenturyLink main stage. people love that CenturyLink main stage because they get to just sit there and the bands keep coming up and going through and different people come up, so that'll be an excellent time to be doing that.
Oh, great. Yeah, they have good times, yeah. There'll be good time slots for us, so I'm hoping there'll be plenty of people there.
Plenty of people.
It should be a lot of fun.
About 38,000, that's all, just about 38,000 people.
Oh, is that all?
That's all.
Nothing.
And there's great barbecue, and it's all in a really nice venue. The whole Main Street, they close off Main Street, and people can be trying barbecue, drinking a few brews, and going to the different venues. You'll love it. I hope you'll have some time on your own to be able to check out some of the other artists that are going to be playing in this area.
Yeah, well, that's the good thing about doing things like this. I do get to check out some other people. You know, many times it doesn't happen because, you know, you're doing a club date or a theater show and you're it, you know, except for maybe an opening act. But when they've got many acts like this, I do get to check out some music myself because I'm a fan as well as a performer like everyone else. I like to go and see different artists and check them out.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that'll be a good part of it for me.
That'll be great. Well, Friday night, we do what's called a blues cruise. We're live on we crawl all over uptown Greenwood, and we'll be coming around live on the radio. I hope I get to meet you and talk to you some more.
Okay. So, no problem. Hey, thanks, Dan, for chatting to us.
Absolutely. Look forward to seeing you. Hey, you haven't had any problem with the koala bears now taking your didgeroo, have you? Don't they like eucalyptics? The koala bears?
Koalas?
Yeah.
Yeah, I should bring some with me.
Yeah, there you go. That would be another addition there. That's a good idea. Hey, Peter.
I'll bring them along.
Hey, Peter, thanks for talking to us this afternoon. You have a great afternoon and have safe travels down here.
I'll see you soon, Ann. Take care.
All righty. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, well, here we are again. We just talked to Peter Harper. He is an Australian singer-songwriter. I guess you couldn't tell he was from Australia. He will be at T.W. Boone's on Friday, July 7th, from 9 to midnight, and on Saturday from 7 to 8:15 on the CenturyLink main stage. And if you've never heard a didgeroo, you got to hear the didgeroo, and he's going to be playing it. So, look forward to that very much. Hey, I need just a minute before we put our next guest on the air with us. We are going to be talking to Sandy Lehman, and keep it right here on WCRS. We'll be right back.
Layaway. We've done it for over 30 years here at Sharp Facets Gallery. So whether it's Christmas, a birthday, an anniversary, or just because, we know layaway every day. Come see us today at Sharp Facets Gallery. Need more info? Call us 229-6613. That's 229-6613.
Oh, I tell you what, you are in for a treat here. For all of us who always wanted to be part of a band and never could because we had too many obligations and kids and stuff came along the way, Sandy Lehman is here with us, and she is the mom, and she plays the drums. So how are you doing?
Yes, I do.
How are you doing today, Sandy?
I'm fantastic. Couldn't be better. How are you?
I'm good. Now, you have a son and daughter that are the, in layman's terms here. How did they get started doing this?
Oh, gosh. I guess you could say that they were kind of born with it. Music has always been something that's connected us since, well, truly in utero. I used to play music and hold the headphones up to my belly, so it's something that, you know, they've always had
now, what kind
music
of drum,
in their lives.
What kind of drum music did you play when you were pregnant?
I'm embarrassed to tell you because I'll never hear the end of it, but Vinnie Marini will tell you. So when I was in high school, I used to play in a punk rock band.
Okay.
That's the truth.
Yes.
But when my kids were young, I was more into, or actually when I was pregnant, it was more alternative music and, of course, classic rock. I've always loved classic rock and classical music. I've always enjoyed. But I, you know, I I loved the blues. I just didn't know I loved the blues back then. I'm one of those who, you know, I loved bands like Led Zeppelin and the Rolling Stones and bands that are deeply rooted in the blues, you know, yeah, from a modern age, but and Stevie Ray Vaughan. But I didn't ever really dig deeper back into it until my kids came along and turned me onto the blues because they found the blues.
Because they had to listen to Music in Utero. I said, Mom, there's got to be another choice out there.
No, but my son just found, he was, I believe, 7 years old, and he was surfing on YouTube and saw a Stevie Ray Vaughan video,
mm-hmm,
and he's like, Mom, and he had started playing guitar when he was five. He started playing guitar because he had orthopedic issues with his fingers, and so we bought him a guitar as a kind of a sneaky way to get him to do
exercise,
to strengthen his fingers.
Yeah.
And, of course, he fell right in love with it. And he saw Stevie Ray Vaughan. He's like, Mom, you've got to see this. He's like, now this is guitar. And so he was hooked on Stevie Ray Vaughan, which caused him, my little researcher, to dig back deeper to find out who influenced Stevie and who influenced Albert and who influenced who. And, you know, he kept digging back and back. And so the blues came into our lives, and that's how that happened.
Now, how does your daughter figure in this trio here?
Because ever since, you know, when they were little kids, she always looked up to him,
mm-hmm,
and wanted to do everything he did. Her big brother followed him around like a shadow,
mm-hmm,
and he was more interested in his guitar than playing with her, so she figured she should pick something up so that she could tag along with him. And true story, she took guitar lessons, but figured out real quick that she was never going to catch him and be as good as him.
Right.
So she decided that she would play bass, because then that would be her thing that she could learn. That would be all, you know, not that guitar players are better than bass players, but he was already the guitar player.
Right.
So she figured, plus she hated using a pick, and her guitar teacher used to get on her about using a pick. And
mm-hmm,
so when she realized that she didn't have to use a pick playing bass, then she was all about that bass.
Well, that's what they say. It's all about the bass, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So I bet you're really proud of them.
Oh, that's, you know, an understatement, really. They're great, great kids. I mean, I'm proud of their music, but they're wonderful human beings. And none of the music and all of that would even really matter if they weren't such great people. And they're really great people.
Now, do they
yeah,
are they in school or out of school or what?
They are. My daughter, this is her last high school summer. She'll be a senior in the fall. So she turns 17, actually, later this month.
Mm-hmm.
And my son just finished his freshman year at Berklee College of Music in Boston.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so he's going back to Berklee again in the fall. And my daughter, Logan, she is looking at several different colleges. My son has decided to major in music therapy. And my daughter's leaning towards, she's looking at jazz studies and music therapy, but she also loves animals, so she may not go. She's always thought about being a vet, and so she may go to a college where she has some more options.
Or music therapy for animals.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. I mean, trust me, our lab has been exposed to music therapy since our big 90-pound chocolate lab falls asleep between my, like, right beside my kick pedal when we're rehearsing in the house.
I don't think my dog would like the drums there, but I am impressed if your dog does. I mean, she didn't have any choice, right? She either had to like it,
right,
or, yeah,
right. I mean, he grew up with it. When he was a little pup, he used to just, he would crawl up inside of, I have this one bass drum from Farmer Foot Drums.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really cool little bass drum that I kind of use it in a little makeshift cocktail kit, or sometimes my son uses it when he's playing solo. It's just a little mini foot drum in it, and it's open. And so Capo would crawl in as a little pup and just kind of, he just always wants to be right there with us. So any time we're rehearsing, he's curled up at somebody's feet, you know, which is kind of cool.
And being that close to the drums, have you ever had him checked for being deaf? I mean, are you sure?
No. Well, he has selective hearing, you know.
Selective hearing, yeah. Mine does, too. Well, you know, yeah. I've got your CD here, Tangled. Is there one particular song that you would like me to play that would say, you know, this gives us an example of what would be good to listen to?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, you're asking the mother.
Yes, I am.
And, by the way, I'm not playing drums on that because I'm not there. I am their mother, and I can hold a beat, but I'm not, but they have, their chops have way outgrown my chops. And so I love it when they invite me along to do things with them from time to time, but they do have a jazz drummer, like a killer drummer that they're playing with regularly, and a couple of different ones. And I'm not playing on the CD. I just want to say that, but,
are you coming down here to Greenwood?
I am.
Okay. Well, good. Then we'll get to meet you. But do you have a song that you think that the folks would like to hear and say, oh, my God, I got to go hear these guys? Which one?
Well, I think any song you listen to, you're going to want to hear the kids.
Well, shall we play the title?
Says Mom.
Tangled. Shall we play Tangled?
Tangled is amazing. Fake It Till I Make It is my favorite.
Okay, well, Mom's here with us, so, you know, Mom, wouldn't you like to hear Fake It Till I Make It? You know, that's good advice for anybody, right?
Yeah. Well, it's a poem that I wrote that they turned into a song. It's about my depression. So they have kind of, they turned it into a song for me, so it's kind of something they did for me, so of course it's my favorite, personally.
Wow, that is awesome. Thanks for sharing that. Hey, stay with us, and I want to hear just some of it, so stay right with us right here. Coming up, Fake It Till I Make It, off the new CD, Tangled in Layman's Terms. Let's see if I can get it to play right here. All right, here we go.
And the world's smiling with you. Cry, and you cry alone. I learned that lesson long ago. And with me, has it grown? Out of the darkness, there comes the light. A silver lining in the clouds. That is what I serve this world. Because my pain is not out alone. Till I make it, it's what I do. You may think I'm a saint, but I assure you I'm not. This darkness may take over me, but I'll give it everything I've got. Work till it's others, then I know my God is smiling upon me. Well, I fake it till I make it. Don't mean I'm untrue. Well, I fake it till I make it. It's the word I do.
Wow, that's amazing. That's awesome. Congratulations. And
Thank you.
A way to share part of yourself with your kids and for them to turn it into something that you can be so proud of. That's awesome.
Thank you. It gets me all teared up every time.
Wow. Well, you know, life is full of struggles, and when you can produce something that beautiful, be proud.
Oh, thank you. I truly am.
Yeah, that's terrific. Now, we got to tell people we've tempted them with Fake It Till I Make It. That's one of the tracks off their Tangled in Layman's Terms. Those are two young kids, folks. There's possibilities for us all, man, I tell you what. But they are going to be playing Friday, July 7th, 7 to 8 at the Art Center. So that'll be pretty awesome. That's Blues and Brews. That'll be going on then. Saturday, they're up from 4 to 5 on the CenturyLink main stage. And then Saturday, July 8th, 9 to midnight out there at Howard's on Main. You are going to have a blast because not only will you be playing in this, but you'll also get an opportunity to hear a lot of great music at our festival. About 38,000 people will be here. Don't let that intimidate you. Just come on down.
I'm excited.
This is great. So when do you leave to come down?
Tomorrow, right after work. I'm getting out of work a little early, and we're going to hit the road, actually, after my son gets out of work. So
right.
5:30, we'll be on the road.
And where will you be coming from?
From Williamsburg, Virginia,
oh.
The blues capital of the world.
Okay. Well, that sounds great. Well, listen, Friday night, we do what we call a blues crawl all over Uptown Greenwood, live on the radio. I go and talk to artists, play their music, and go to the different venues. We'll be doing that Friday night. I certainly hope I get an opportunity to meet you Friday night at the Art Center from 7 to 8. You'll be playing. We'll be out from 7 to 9, so I hope we can hook up, and I'd love to meet your kids, too.
Oh, fantastic. I look forward to it. We're really excited about it.
Absolutely. Well, Sandy Layman, thanks so much for calling us this afternoon.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on the show.
All right. We'll look forward to seeing you right down here in Greenwood Friday night, right there at the Art Center. Bye-bye. Whew. Well, I tell you what, did we get a good variety this afternoon? You got to say Shrimp City Slim does an excellent, excellent, excellent job picking out artists to call in. And, of course, we've got him in studio tomorrow. And we have somebody else with us tomorrow. And then, of course, the blues starts. The blues starts tomorrow evening right there on the CenturyLink main stage. What have we got, Century? We've got the Sauce Boss from 6 to 7. Excuse me. Vanessa Collier, who called us yesterday afternoon, is going to be playing from 7 to 8:30. And all across, there'll be venues of things going on. So you got to get out. I do this every year so that you can know some of the artists you'd like to hear because, you know, it's tough, isn't it? It's really tough trying to decide which artists you want to listen to. If you just want to sit back and be entertained, stay right there at the CenturyLink main stage. They'll come to you. If you have artists you really want to hear, check out the schedule. They're playing all over Uptown Greenwood and down at Montague's, down Maxwell, the Mills House, and, you know, every place that is a restaurant, they are going to be playing. So you'll have a lot of fun. We had a great time talking to all of our artists this afternoon. Hope you'll tune in tomorrow morning, broadcasting from my new studio right here, WCRS 637 East Durst. And it's really nice. I got a little bit of work to get all the artwork and all my decorations up here, but we are going to love it right here, I can tell, and people are telling me how good we sound, so that's just what it's all about, a little fun time right here at WCRS. That's going to do it for me. We'll let Todd Schnitt take it away. I think Todd's got a guest in, though, but tune in tomorrow morning. Peggy and I will be here bright and early, 8 o'clock, having a good time. Hope you'll join us. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody.